So this presentation is structured to give you a context on adolescent dating violence, a perspective on mobile app, and key lessons learned from our project. Our groups include faculty members from nursing and engineering, and also students from the same universities. A little bit of background from our study. As we know, one of nine U.S. high school students experienced dating violence during the past year. Prevention became an urgent policy and practice. However, the nature of dating violence is complex because it related to other problems of society, which can be related to alcohol use, drug use, and also it rooted in our societal and cultural issues. And sometimes the type of violence itself, for example, if people experience mild form versus a severe form of violence, the frequency of their experiencing violence, it make a person, especially adolescents, more difficult to admit if they are experienced or they are victim of violence. So I think as we know, during the past 5-6 years, the emergence of smartphone technology gave us an opportunity for research and practice in order to provide intervention for prevention of adolescent dating violence. And lots of apps are available in the market. But the apps that used for prevention of adolescent dating violence are very limited. And a lot of apps available in the market are offered without testing. And a lot of smartphone owners do not download the app. This is a list of apps against dating or intimate partner violence that are available in the market right now based on my current knowledge. Lena, Love is Not Abuse, it's launched in 2011. It's designed for parents to understand warning signs of violence and also give parents a concrete step how to talk to your child. If you suspect that your child experienced violence, this is the step that you can take, and how do you talk to your child. The White House App Challenge and IOM's announced App Challenge. The list on the slides are winners of those challenges. Circle of Six are designed for college population. If they need help, let's say, for example, if you go to the party and you need an interruption, Circle of Six, you can send a text message up to 6 people that ask the 6 people either call you or pick you up, then you need an interruption. OnWatch has a key feature. It's called Watch My Back. So user can set up a timer. For example, you go up on Friday night for 2 hours. You set up 2 hour timer and put 3 person up to the set into the setting. So by the time of 2 hours finish, you don't come back. So the text messages will send it to 3 people that you still somewhere, which is you're not back home or back to campus. So another Wisdom of Children is designed for children and parents to understand healthy relationship. Circle of Six again winning another app challenge. R3 and Help eSafe are designed for clinicians to either screening the patient for violence, respond to the patient, and refer patient for assistance. And this is kind of later that come out not very long ago. One Love Danger Assessment is developed based on danger assessment scale. They will give you a couple of screening questions, and then they will identify that your level of danger is high, moderate, or severe. And after that, if you screen yourself that you are at a high level of danger, they will give you, we will have another 20 questions if you like to take for that assessment. You can say yes or no, or you want to seek help right away. That's kind of option. And the other lists are educational apps that talk about violence and relationship. So the reason that's a lot of not very much apps are available in the market right now. So we also create apps that has different purpose in designing and also content that are different and target user are different than the app that are available right now. I'm gonna talk in a little bit later. So the purpose of our study is pretty much presenting our app This is what we believe right now in terms of prevention of adolescent dating violence. A lot of prevention programs are implemented in school, which is limited number of access of adolescents who are out of school, or prevention program has so many components and need a structure like internet access and to access all those intervention, or the conventional form of technology, for example, the web-based campaigns and to prevent violence, that kind of need a structure access. So our app is emerged as a supplement for those existing prevention, which can target a broader population. And our target users are slightly different than the available app that in the market right now. What we believe is people who are experiencing violence have a hard time to admit to themselves if they are a victim or if they are experiencing violence due to they are in the middle of relationship. They might rationalize that, oh, they love me, or because they are drinking, or because of a lot of things. And plus, if you experience verbal abuse compared to physical abuse, it's hard to really admit that you are a victim of violence. So our app is purposed to help them to bring up the level of recognition and admit to themselves that you are actually experiencing violence. So by providing a self-control monitoring of your mood, your relationship, and event, and then whatever you record in the app, it will give you a feedback by charts and graphs, and also will send you a text and a sound alert that what you record are actually an abuse behavior. So I'll tell you later more. So this development process, we start with a group of 4 or 5 people who have similar interests in prevention that adolescent dating violence, which is a clinician, a nurse, and engineering, and a couple of students. And we try to understand what a user needs to solve the problem by using our app. So we try to help them really realize or admit that they are experiencing violence. And we target a younger group of adolescents who may have a low level of reading literacy or low level of computer literacy. And we're trying to get input from our end user by doing a couple of studies, try to evaluate our content and function if it's work and reflect and easy to understand and reflect what they want to solve the problem. And from a research perspective, the app also have option that you can collect data about violence behavior, which is not just a person of a marketable app or just help provide you information. It has a purpose of research into it as well. So this is the example. This is the home screen of the Better Me app. It's designed for Android. We developed it based on cognitive behavior interventions. We tried to get input from our end user, and we simplify a conflict in adolescent dating relationship inventory scale. It's actually a self-report questionnaire which had 35 questions. It had 5 subscales: threatening, relational, physical, sexual, verbal, and emotional abuse. We didn't put the whole scale into the app because it's going to be too much and too long, and then our user will lose the interest by the answer 5 questions already. So we kind of modified it, and it's written in the 5 grade level. It has 5 main tabs. Here is what I said about cognitive behavior intervention. So cognitive behavior is actually help people to link the cognitive emotion and behavior together. So you person who use the app can get a comprehensive picture of what's going on than just look at things in a single mode. So you can monitor your mood, and you can monitor your partner behaviors, and you can click the events that lead to the conflict or lead to the violence behavior that your partner have done it to you. And that we also have an option if the behavior or mood which is not on the list that you can select, we have an option that you can customize and then input other type of behavior and mood into our app as well. So here, after you record all those mood, behavior, and events, it will show automatically. Whatever you record in those My Relationship, it will show automatically in the calendar features. We wanted it show the red mark. We actually wanted it show in a red flag icon, but we still have some limitation in terms of design development. It doesn't come up yet. And this is what whatever you put in the My Relationship will give you a summary of abusive experience that you are experiencing. And let me go back for a bit. The My Partner behaviors actually include a subtle form of abusive act, for example, verbal, emotional, and a severe form of violent act, which is physical and sexual. If a user record physical and sexual, which we believe is a severe form, a get help option will pop up right away that you can seek help right away. You don't have to wait and go to the home screen and select the get help option. And also the text and sound alert will send it to your mobile phone and setting how many red flags do you have. We try to avoid the word that abuse or violence when we send a text and sound alert because we want to protect the safety of our user as well. We just kind of send you how many red flags do you have. And we pop up the get help function if you need it. And here it's an example of a revolving graph, a two-week chart snapshot that you can look at what behavior that you record on the My Relationship. So we kind of quantify the emotion with the manic, kind of the high level of emotion, neutral is kind of in the middle, or depressed is at the bottom. And this is abusive behavior that you record in the My Relationship. It will show in the chart. This is a get help function that you can call 911 immediately if you need an assistant. We also default or already program a national website for teen dating abuse that you can contact right away by press the button, and we can contact three person. You can set up the contact person using your contact list of your mobile phone, and you can call, email, or text all those person if you want to talk or look out information, or you need help, ask them to pick them up. This is our setting. All the settings are customized, and as I mentioned to you, that if you record a severe form of violence, which is physical and verbal, the text and sound alert will send it up right away. And also, it will send it again within 24 hours, 72 hours, or 5 days. But this is customized. User can make changes based on their preference. And we also set up another passcode. The passcode will pop up once you hit the app icon on your main screen. First thing you have to do is you need to enter the passcode in order to protect the safety and privacy. So our future plan, this is a small project that we believe that besides we can use the app as a tool to collect data, we also can provide intervention to user at the same time because they can monitor and they check their relationship. And this app is in the development process. For our future plan is we can see this app can get bigger and get evaluated using end user or adolescent. We plan a couple of studies to collect input using think-aloud protocol with African-American adolescent in the urban area. They have a low level of reading and computer literacy. So we believe that if they can understand our content and don't have problem with using the app function, that app should be good to go in order to transfer to another population. Or we can observe them how they use it. We plan for doing an audio tape interview to ask them about our apps and their intention to use in the future if we release it. These are key lesson learned from our project. I think my point is, if you want to develop something new, it's better to make sure that thing that you develop is it's a real need from your potential end user, because we actually did 3 focus group intervention with college female Southeast Asian American female college student about perception toward intimate partner violence, and we talk about what do you think if we use technology to prevent the issue of intimate partner violence and using the app. They said, I don't use the app, or I don't use the smartphone, or I use the app but I play game, or I do something else, which is you have to really make sure that using the app for monitoring your mood and relationship is going to be fit with adolescent population, which is kind of the challenge that we try to think. 5 minutes, that will be done soon, thank you. And then the CADRI is 35 questions of this. It's a questionnaire that long. The short version came out last year. It's 10 questions. So as I mentioned before, if we insert the whole scale in the app, they will lose their interest. So what we try to do is we look at many researchers that use this scale and pick a question that is significant among that scale in each study. And then instead of doing screening, so we ask them to do it every day. So today, what your partner do does to you. So then if they record an abusive behavior, then you get response right away. You don't have to wait until finish 35 questions or 20 questions, which is it's more like real time, and get time taken to get responses is shorter. And we try to link the app with research, which is kind of hybrid app in terms of just provide intervention. So if we have a huge database about dating violence pattern or behavior, because as we know, the violence pattern is unpredictable, we can do it more adaptive. For example, if you get the first question about emotional or verbal abuse, and then if you have a huge database, the app can be adaptive and present you some information that more severe, and then can give you a predict direction how soon you can, if you experience emotional, how soon you experience physical, something like that. So we don't have that database, and plus the nature of the relationship and violence is difficult to make it more interactive. If you can see our app, the attractiveness of the app user interface is not quite there yet. It's not quite competitive compared to the app that's available right now in the market. So we need an improvement to that one. And right now, as I mentioned about, we try to recruit adolescents, and we got an approval for IRB to collect all those data, but it actually takes us 3-4 months for that process itself, because even though we try to explain that we just want to evaluate the app, but it's had the word of dating, violence, and adolescent into it. So it's go through a lot of things that what if when they use the app with you and they report you that their boyfriend hit them, what are you going to do? What are your protocol? Because we go to the whole many loops that talk about violence in the relationship. So it's kind of a challenge for us. And also, our app is similar to a diary tracker. In the like earliest time that people use the diary to collect data. But with the use of technology, people have to write diary, but you don't receive any feedback. But we present you with a chart and take and sound alert. When kind of the use of technology, it's actually help user to get feedback in a short time. So which is actually, we can test the app that it works as it expect, or it's worked better against other apps that are available in the market, or it's worked better with the traditional form of diary that people use it, which is that actually that's our future, that we have to think about it. And in terms of using technology, as we know, it's people had to input information, and then if we do it as a research, right now we're doing more like a tool development if you develop a research tool. So we develop an app for the collect data. We have to test it and make sure our tool is good. It's just something that people had to input data. We have to make sure that it's safety and secure for people who answer or input data into the app. And we still have some challenge to build the app across platform, to iPad or Samsung Galaxy or iPhone, because we start with Android. But one thing we found the benefit is if people use the app, let's say adolescent, if they need or they decide to seek legal assistance, because you record everything, so that can be a great evidence for you if you try to seek a legal evidence. That's about the last one. And here is our school, Wisconsin-Milwaukee College of Nursing. Thank you.